Hi there. My name is Rock, and my wonderful wife is Ro. Yes, you heard that right, Rock and Ro. We are blessed with 10 grandchildren, and that is what they call us, Rock and Ro. God is so good. Today I have an outstanding message called, But Now, the Righteousness of God Revealed. This is located in Romans chapter 3. This is one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible because it shows us the truth about our condition, the seriousness of sin, and the incredible grace of God through Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3 reminds us that no one is righteous on their own, no one can earn salvation by good works, and no one can stand before God without His mercy. But then come two of the greatest words in Scripture, but now. God has revealed His righteousness, not through religion, not through performance, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So today, as we open God's Word, we're going to see how the cross is where justice and mercy meet. We will see that Jesus did not ignore our sin. He paid for it completely. And through Him, sinners can be forgiven, justified, and made new. So grab your Bible, open with me to Romans chapter 3, and let's allow the Lord to speak to our hearts through His living Word. Before we get started, let us talk to our incredible Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, in the powerful name of Jesus, we thank You for Your living Word. As we open Romans chapter 3, speak clearly to our hearts. Strip away pride. Remove false confidence. Reveal our need. And then reveal Your grace. Let Jesus be lifted high today. Save the lost. Strengthen the believer. Glorify Your name. In Jesus' name, amen. I will try to set the stage in a historical setting and time when Romans chapter 3 was written. The Apostle Paul wrote Romans around AD 57 from Corinth during his third missionary journey. The church in Rome was made up of Jewish and Gentile believers. There were tensions between them, especially regarding the law, heritage, and righteousness. In chapter 1, Paul showed the guilt of pagan society. In chapter 2, he exposed the guilt of religious people. Now in chapter 3, Paul brings everyone into the courtroom of God. Imagine Rome, the capital of power, law, and empire. Roman courts were known for order and authority. But Paul now presents a higher court, the courtroom of heaven. And in this courtroom, every human being stands guilty. But Romans 3 does not end in condemnation. It explodes into grace. Section 1. God is faithful even when we are not. Ro, will you please read Romans chapter 3 verses 1 to 8?
Romans chapter 3 verses 1 to 8. What advantage, then, is there in being a Jew, or what value is there in circumcision? Much in every way. First of all, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. What if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. Let God be true and every human being a liar. As it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak, and prevail when you judge. But if our unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say? That God is unjust in bringing His wrath on us? I am using a human argument. Certainly not. If that were so, how could God judge the world? Someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases His glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner? Why not say, as some slanderously claim that we say, let us do evil that good may result? Their condemnation is just.
Thank you, Ro. Okay, let's look deep into this and see what God is telling us. Paul anticipates objections. In verse 1, what advantage, then, is there in being a Jew? He answers, verse 2, much in every way. First of all, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. They had Scripture. They had revelation. But having the Word does not automatically produce obedience. Verse 4 declares, let God be true, and every human being a liar. Even if every culture shifts, even if society redefines morality, even if opinions change, God remains true. Our unfaithfulness never cancels God's faithfulness. Section 2. The universal problem. All are guilty. Romans chapter 3 verses 9 to 20. Ro, please read this section.
Section 2. The universal problem. All are guilty. Romans chapter 3 verses 9 to 20. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good. Not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Verse 14. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. And the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of our sin.
Paul now delivers the verdict. Verse 9. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. All under sin. Then Paul quotes a chain of Old Testament passages. Verses 10 and 11. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. Not even one. That removes pride. Verse 23 will summarize it later. But here he builds the case. Our thoughts are corrupt. Our speech is corrupt. Our actions are corrupt. Our hearts are corrupt. Verse 20 says, therefore no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of our sin. The law is like a mirror. A mirror reveals dirt, but cannot wash your face. The law shows us we are sinners. It cannot save us. Romans chapter 3 removes every excuse. No one stands innocent. Section 3, the greatest two words in Romans. But now, Romans chapter 3 verses 21 to 24. Ro, please read this section.
Romans chapter 3 verses 21 to 24. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
After 20 verses of guilt comes hope. Verse 21. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known. But now, the two words that change everything. Everything changes here. Righteousness is available. Not through law. Not through performance. Not through heritage. Verse 22. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Given. Not earned. Not deserved. Given. And who qualifies? Look at verses 22 to 23. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is the human condition. We all fall short. Not almost reach. Not close enough. Fall short. But verse 24 shines. And all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Justified means declared righteous. Freely. By grace. Through Jesus. Section 4. The cross, where justice and mercy meet. Romans chapter 3 verses 25 to 26. Ro, please read this section.
Romans 3 verses 25 to 26. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement, through the shedding of His blood, to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished, He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
Paul writes in verse 25, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. Jesus is our substitute. On the cross, God the Father poured out his righteous wrath, not on us, but on Christ. Verse 26 explains, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. God remains just. Sin is punished, but mercy triumphs. The cross satisfies justice. The resurrection proves victory. The gospel is not God ignoring sin. It is God dealing with sin completely through Jesus. Our minds cannot fully comprehend what Jesus went through on the cross. He did not only suffer physical pain from the nails, the crown of thorns, the beating, and the shame of crucifixion. He carried the full weight of our sin. The holy, spotless Lamb of God took our guilt, our rebellion, and our judgment upon himself. In that moment, Jesus stood in our place. The wrath that we deserved fell upon him, so that the grace we did not deserve could be freely given to us. That is why the cross is so powerful. Justice was satisfied, mercy was released, and sinners can now be forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ. Section 5. No more boasting. Please read Romans 3 verses 27 to 31.
Section 5. No more boasting. Romans chapter 3 verses 27 to 31. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works. No, because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law.
Thank you, Roe. Verse 27, Paul asks, where then is boasting? It is excluded. Salvation eliminates pride. We cannot boast in morality. We cannot boast in tradition. We cannot boast in church attendance. We boast in Christ. Look at verse 28. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone, that is the gospel. The law is not abolished. It is fulfilled in Christ. Romans chapter 3 does two powerful things. One, it crushes pride. Two, it lifts up Jesus. We are all guilty, but we are all invited. The ground at the cross is level. The addict, the religious, the skeptic, the moral, the broken, the proud, all have sinned. All can be justified, not because we are good, but because Jesus is. Maybe you have tried to be good enough. Maybe you've trusted religion. Maybe you've compared yourself to others. Maybe you've said, I'm not that bad. Romans chapter 3 says, there is no one righteous. All have sinned, but also says, justified freely by his grace. You can be forgiven today. You can be declared righteous today. Not because of your past, not because of your effort, but because Jesus shed his blood for you. The Bible says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. And Romans 10 verse 13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That means salvation is not earned by religion, good works, church attendance, or trying to be good enough. Salvation is received by faith in Jesus Christ. He died for our sins. He shed his blood on the cross. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day. So right now, if you know you need Jesus, call upon him. Turn from sin. Put your faith in Christ. Receive him as Lord and Savior of your life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I have fallen short of the glory of God. But I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you shed your blood for me. I believe you rose again from the dead. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean. Come into my heart and save me. I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. I surrender my life to you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Make me new. From this day forward, help me to follow you, live for you, and belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In your mighty name I pray. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer sincerely from your heart, the Bible says you are saved. You have called upon the name of the Lord. You have received Jesus Christ by faith. Now begin walking with him, reading his word, praying daily, and following him as Lord of your life. In closing, let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Romans chapter 3. Thank you for showing us the truth about ourselves and the greater truth about your grace. We confess that we fall short. We admit our need. Thank you for sending Jesus to be our sacrifice, our Redeemer, our righteousness. Lord, protect us from pride. Keep us grounded in grace. Let us boast only in Christ. And for anyone who needs to surrender today, draw them now. Let today be the day they're justified by faith and born again by your Spirit. We praise you, Lord Jesus. You are our righteousness. You are our Redeemer. You are our hope. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. I hope you truly enjoyed that message. On behalf of Rock and Row and Open Door Lake CC, have a wonderful week.